Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where the wisdom of the Warren meets the curiosity of humans. I'm Floppy, your host, an expert in hopping, flopping, and, believe it or not, in understanding fuzzy feelings. You see, we rabbits are quite good at reading emotions. It's how we survive in the wild and thrive in the comfort of human companionship. Humans, like rabbits, experience a whole garden of feelings, and it's important to understand and manage these emotions to live a hoppy life. Emotions are like the weather in our minds. Sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it's stormy, but most importantly, it's ever-changing. Think of joy as the warm and bright sunlight that makes you want to leap high, and sadness as the rain that dampens your day yet nourishes your growth. Anger can be like thunder, startling and intense, while love, well, that's the ultimate comfort, like burrowing into the softest hay. In the great field of life, becoming aware of your emotions is the first step to managing them. It's like me wiggling my nose to sniff out what's around. Take a moment to pause, just like a rabbit sensing the world, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? This pause can be a powerful tool in preventing you from hopping hastily into unwanted situations. Just as we rabbits communicate with our body language, humans can also express emotions non-verbally. Reading the room, or should I say the burrow, is crucial. If another bunny looks tense and ready to thump, I know to approach with caution, just as you might when someone's body language suggests they're upset. And let's not forget the mixed emotions. Sometimes you might feel as uncertain as a rabbit caught between two lush gardens. It's okay to have conflicting feelings, just as it's okay for me to be torn between a juicy carrot and a crisp apple. It means you're complex and layered, much like the burrows we rabbits dig. Managing emotions isn't about eradicating them, but understanding their purpose. Fear, for example, tells me to hop away from danger. For humans, it might be what keeps you safe from harm. The tricky part is not letting fear keep you from exploring new, wonderful experiences. Joy is a delightful emotion, like finding a patch of fresh clover. It's meant to be savoured, shared, and spread around as much as possible. Sadness, on the other paw, indicates something needs attention, much like when I thump to alert my companions. Give yourself the space to feel, explore, and heal. Anger can be the most challenging emotion to manage. It's easy for it to spiral into a storm of thumps. But remember, anger is often the mask for a more vulnerable emotion underneath. Think of it as a warning sign, telling you there's something to be addressed, and with patience and care, it can be resolved. When feelings become too overwhelming, it's essential to have strategies to help you bounce back, like how I retreat to my cozy nest for safety. Find your human equivalent of a nest. It could be a quiet room, a walk in the park, or a conversation with a loyal friend, whatever it may be. Carve out that sanctuary for when you need to recalibrate. Now, one cannot talk about emotions without mentioning relationships. As much as I adore my bonding time with 8-bit, it's also a dance of emotions. Whether you're dealing with another bunny or a human companion, remember that communication is the bridge between misunderstanding and clarity. Be open about your emotions, but also be receptive to listening, really listening, to others. It's like nuzzling noses, it fosters connection. Lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. We rabbits don't dwell on our mistakes. We shake our fur and hop forward. Guilt and regret have their place, but they aren't meant to be burdens you carry around like a heavy sack of pellets. Know your worth, be gentle with your feelings, and don't be afraid to reach out for support from the Warren around you. As we burrow down to the end of today's episode, I invite you to subscribe to 12 Hop Flop, leave a review, or share your thoughts in the comments. Your feedback is like a treat that helps us grow and thrive. Thank you for listening, and until next time, keep hopping towards understanding and managing those fuzzy feelings. Goodbye for now, and may your emotions guide you to green pastures and sunny skies.